इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
हाय एंड वेलकम बैक टू इंडिया एट 70 हियर एट इतिहास। टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट ए टॉपिक व्हिच हैज रिसेंटली बिकम वेरी वेरी डियर टू ऑल ऑफ अस एंड दैट इज UIDAI, इन अदर वर्ड्स आधार, व्हिच द गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया हैज रिसेंटली डिक्लेयर्ड as a mandatory or as a must-have document for all its citizens. By we, I mean, again, I'm not alone today. I have a very dear friend of mine with me, Karan Deshmukh. Karan, hi.
Hello.
So, welcome to Itihas. Since government has recently made it compulsory for every citizen to have Aadhaar and to link it to various other documents like your PAN and your bank account and your mobile number, etc., for the benefit of our audience, let's go back a bit and revisit what exactly is Aadhaar. How did it start in the first place? Some very quick words. What is the concept behind Aadhaar?
Aadhaar is basically a 12-digit identity number which is given to all residents based on their biometrics and the demographic data. The idea behind that is that Aadhaar is expected to verify the identity of the citizens and eliminate any fake or duplicate identities that might happen due to other documents, and make it easier for the citizens to access various public schemes of the government at this point of time, maybe something more in the future.
But as we know, it's quite an old concept. It is not a Modi government initiative in the first place, which a lot of people think it is, Modi is making this compulsory. If I'm not wrong, it started some 15-20 years ago.
Basically, something on the backdrop of the Kargil War, 1999, the then Vajpayee government held a security review of the country.
Right.
And they realized that many citizens had multiple passports with different details.
Even PAN cards for that matter.
Yeah. So, various other documents. And the reason for that was that there was no centralized computerization on passport issuing offices or tax offices.
Correct.
So they had tabled a proposal in 2001 by the same Vajpayee government that we could maybe have a national ID card that would eliminate these fake and duplicate identities.
Right.
But there was no follow-up on that till 2009. So finally what happened is in 2009, specifically January of 2009, the Planning Commission under Manmohan Singh decided to give it a try.
Hmm.
And so the UIDAI, or the Unique Identification Authority of India, was started on 28th of Jan 2009 by the Planning Commission under the Electronics and Information Technology Ministry. But at this point of time, there was no legal backing or anything. It was just initiative taken up by the government.
It just worked as a part of the ministry.
Yes, you can say it was. They started out as it being like a pilot project. They really saw a lot of advantages in it, specifically in the public distribution system and the direct benefit transfer of subsidies.
Right.
So, so they took it up and then they launched the logo, they launched Aadhaar, the name, and they put Nandan Nilekani, who is the co-founder of Infosys, as the head of the project.
Correct.
And then the enrollment started. Then what happened is they realized that they need a legal backing.
Right.
The reason for that was that there was a Supreme Court lawyer who put a public interest litigation in the Supreme Court saying that there's no legal backing, so they can't really make it mandatory for citizens.
Wow. Okay.
And obviously they had some points. So what happened was the National Identification Authority of India Bill 2010 was tabled in Parliament to give legislative backing to the Aadhaar project. But meanwhile, what was happening is from 2012 to 2014, like you said, your Chennai experience, there were a few people who were getting direct benefit transfers in their accounts using the subsidies, using Aadhaar linking. So, you could call it a no legal backing project, but it was some kind of a pilot project which ran for those 2 years. But then as we know that the Manmohan Singh government did not come back to power and we got Modi government in the seat, in the driving seat in 2014.
Which I think funnily opposed Aadhaar.
At first. What had happened is they did not want to pass the bill, the 2010 bill, in the same form. And it continued even after they came to power in 2014. It continued because I don't think they were convinced at that point of time about the good benefits of it.
Yeah.
The finance minister, Jaitley, and the prime minister, Mr. Modi, they called for a meeting where the head of the Aadhaar program, who's Nandan Nilekani, at that time had already resigned, by the way.
Yeah.
But he was still a big promoter of the program. So he went and he tried to, he had a meeting with them and he convinced them about the merits of the program.
Okay.
So this is, you must have remembered that you got some money back sometimes.
Yes.
From LPG gas cylinders.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was the Pahal project.
Okay.
So by 2015, they realized that there is a lot of saving that happens to the government because of this direct transfer. Some people have estimated it to be about 12-15% savings to the government. Transferring the subsidies to the people directly through Aadhaar linking. So, when they saw the advantages, they decided to make it pan-India.
Right.
So, this small project that was started in 2009 became quite big only recently.
Right. Because ultimately, let's say that Modi government was the one which emphasized on the need of it and they started doing it on a very big scale.
Right.
So, I think that's the reason everybody believes that this is Modi's initiative and Modi is making it mandatory, which is not the case.
Right.
About, say, 30 years ago, the then Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi had very famously said that only probably 15% of the whole rupee that the government sends or government distributes as a subsidy, out of the whole rupee, only 15 paise reach the actual benefactor of that project. So there's a whole link of, we all know how that link works, and there's a whole link of middlemen which siphons off all the money at every stage of the project. Theoretically, if it works very well, then there is a chance that the actual person will get the benefit. Apart from that, what are the other benefits that you personally think will be there?
In addition to that, I think that there are a few other benefits of Aadhaar. Firstly, terrorism can be controlled.
Okay.
So that's one big advantage of the security perspective. And I believe Mr. Vajpayee then had decided to do it on the same thing.
Grounds, yeah.
Then the third point is, I personally believe that online verification of identity. When I say online, what I mean is that you go into a shop. And in that shop, you have to carry a lot of documents. You just imagine you wanted to go and get a prepaid card, mobile card. For that, you had to have a form. And
oh my God, there were countless documents that you would need.
Today, all you need to do is you have to just put it on the machine. You put your fingerprints on the machine. And if it's verified, then they just give you the SIM card and you're done.
Correct.
So, from a customer perspective or from citizens' perspective, I think that is a big advantage. Because I don't like to take all my documents everywhere unless required. And I don't personally also like to share my PAN numbers and stuff, you know, on copies given to people that I don't even remember later, you know. So I'm very happy with doing this. So that is, I think, a big advantage personally, I think.
Correct.
For Aadhaar.
But then, I mean, we had so many documents in the first place. Why was there a need of introducing another one into this mix?
Passport is something that is irreplaceable because you are taking it outside the country and it's a standard document all over the world. When it comes to other things, specifically, I would like to talk about the ration card. You took your ration card into the ration shop. The person there was not really looking at whether it's Sneha Gore or whether it's Karan Deshmukh or whether it's somebody else. The card had some other name. The man was something different. And as a result, the people that were targeted were never getting any subsidy.
Yes.
And this, I think, is going to be eliminated when it comes to Aadhaar. And it's already happening. If you see in the government of Maharashtra giving seeds this current season, you had a situation where you had to show your biometric and get verified and you used to get. So the idea is a very positive idea. Implementation, maybe we need to, as a country also, support the Prime Minister, or and the Prime Minister should also take into picture what the people's wishes are, you know.
Correct. And because, see, I agree that the intentions might be very noble and very utopian, as they say, but there are very real and practical difficulties that people are facing day to day. Say, for example, I went to the bank the other day to link my Aadhaar with my account, and the bank says that you have to press your thumb here to match your biometric data. Now, none of my fingerprints matched with the fingerprints that I had given 5 years ago. Maybe in those 5 years, my fingerprints might have changed. I don't know. Point remains that if I'm not able to verify this, then probably they won't link my account. Or, for example, they're asking me to get an Aadhaar card for my daughter, who's 2 years old, and as all of us know, the fingerprints of babies change immensely over a period of few years. So
maybe a better idea would be to, like the passport gets renewed every 10 years, you could do that maybe every 4 years, every 5 years, every 2 years, depending upon what is a better idea. At this point of time, I'm just speculating because I don't really know whether doing that so often or so not often is going to be a big problem again for the citizens to, you know, keep going and doing it every 2 years and 3 years. Maybe it will not be feasible.
There's always this issue which a lot of people keep raising, and I partially agree to it, that there's no guarantee that my data which I have submitted for Aadhaar will be private. Because some weeks ago, say a couple of months ago, Supreme Court ruled that the right to privacy is a very basic individual right that an Indian citizen will have. What are the chances that the data I submit for Aadhaar is, you know, collected and sold? We put our email ID, we put our phone numbers. The next day you start getting all those bulk messages from so many people. So what is the guarantee that my data is not going to be sold? This is my very private data. Why should I share with?
So, I would like to tell you another example of it happening in the US. When the social security number was introduced, it was introduced long back. But eventually they did realize that there could be privacy issues. So, they came up with a Privacy Act as old as 1974 for them.
Okay.
So, something like that needs to be done in India. And I think eventually if this is going to be taken into larger population and going to be made quite seriously into a identity proof for citizens, like it was envisioned to be, then I think that we need a Privacy Act. And under that Privacy Act, we need strict punishments to people who are misusing or who are leaking, who are hacking. There are cases that are happening recently, and that needs to be stopped.
Right.
And I would believe that is a definitely required situation before you can make it mandatory or people taking it more seriously.
Correct. Any initiative that you come up with is going to take a lot of time to get stabilized and to get operational. You know, the concept of Aadhaar, many people earlier believed that it is something like the social security number that the USA has. Do you think that on thought level, Aadhaar and SSN are somewhat similar, or if they are different, how different are they from each other?
One of the first point is that the Aadhaar is supposed to be an identity proof. It is a number, but it is actually identity proof.
Right.
Whereas the SSN is something that is used by the tax office. So it's like in that way more like a PAN card.
Right.
But what has happened is eventually after so many years of the SSN, private companies and other people have started using it for background verifications and, you know, the same thing like CIBIL or credit card, you know, you go and check up. So that is the reason or the thought behind having the SSN. Whereas the Aadhaar, it's a completely different thing. It's it's supposed to have an identity for every Indian citizen. Another difference between the Aadhaar and the SSN is that the SSN has no biometric data linked to it.
Okay.
Whereas the Aadhaar has a biometric data linked to it. So, SSN is more like a standalone number that everybody has, but privacy issues could be less with regards to SSN. And I know that they are still trying to limit the use of SSN. Whereas here in Aadhaar, we have all our biometric data linked to it. So, it's important for us to have a Privacy Act.
After all this, finally, what you said about Aadhaar number sufficing as one single identity proof. Maybe not with us, but maybe do you see a future where our kids might just not need to carry all those big files of their attested copies of documents signed by a bunch of people and produce it as an identity proof? And maybe, you know, they can just carry their Aadhaar number, just put a thumb there and get done with it.
It's very hard to say. It will be very convenient to do that.
Yeah.
But I think that is the idea behind doing it also. But whether it will be really in the same form that you have just mentioned, that we'll have to wait and watch.
I agree that it's very difficult to do it in our country, given the size, given the diversity, given the lack of infrastructure, geographical limitations of various places. But if something like that does happen, then you know, it'll be great, where the idea is really implemented and it has made a huge difference in the way that we live and the quality. So I think if something like that does happen, our lives are going to be easier, and that's the best we can hope for right now. Okay, so with this, we are at the end of today's episode on Aadhaar. If you like what you've been hearing, do like us on Facebook, drop a mail, put a feedback asking for whatever you want to listen to, and we'll try our best to incorporate that in our show.